I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Greg Anthony's back for segment number two. We'll bounce around the NBA. He's in studio, which is sweet. And, of course, Greg, former NBA point guard, lottery pick back in the day, played for the Rebels, played for my Knicks, and he is part of many a great broadcast these days. He's got good opinions. College pros, obviously mostly pros, but Greg's son is at UNC, so we'll be watching him play this year. Mm-hmm. Your best estimation, Greg, when do you think we will see Klay Thompson this season? Let's bounce around the NBA.
That's a great question. I don't know that we will see him unless he's 110-115%, and it goes back to what we just talked about, right? Mm-hmm. They just gave him, what, 190? Yeah.
They don't need to rush him.
We just missed out on the Supermax because he wasn't third-team All-NBA yet.
So, but at that point, if I invested $150, $60 million, think about what just happened to Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They brushed him back.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You think
they
rushed him
back.
Well,
let me put it this way, and Tiki can speak to as well. There is a inherent pressure for you to get back.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you and say it directly, mm-hmm. but it can be implied.
Yeah. When you ask,
and you can feel
over and
it
over and over again.
You can feel it. When you go back to early in the season when Draymond made those comments mm-hmm. about Kevin Durant. There's a pressure that you feel to try to get back. And this is where we had a – I'll never forget that. When I was vice president of the Players Association, we had a meeting. We're getting ready for the lockout, right?
Ugh.
And I had an owner. You know, six owners there, six of us here. The owner looks at me and goes, we need you to help us. We need you to help us to protect us from ourselves.
Okay.
And so as an organization, you got to protect the athlete.
Yeah.
It's up to you to say, no, you can't take that risk. Listen, when a guy's icing his hamstring and his calf,
yep.
those two are tied. Like, he had not had one live practice.
I know.
There had been no adrenaline in his body. And even when you watch the game, people will look at it and say, you know, they saw him make shots. He just made stationary shots.
Yeah.
Every time somebody he tried to guard, they drove right by him. The two times he tried to make a play mm-hmm. when he exploded, one time he shot an air ball, and the other time he blew it. He blew out the Achilles.
Yeah.
And so to say that they didn't play a role in that, you're kidding yourself. And listen, I love their organization. Steve Kerr, I have the utmost respect for. Bob Myers, they are great
people. First rate.
It's not that you blame them, and because they weren't being malicious. They're chasing that chip, man.
Yeah.
They're
mm-hmm.
trying to get it. You know, you're not getting. And most of us all knew, and I said it preseason. People thought I was crazy. I said he's not coming back. Why do you think he signed a 1-year deal? What did he just tell you?
Yeah.
What's a guy who could be a max player when he signs a 1-year? What is he just
told
you?
He's going to reevaluate and go somewhere else during the summer is what it means.
So he told you he was not coming back.
Now, you saw his comments in the Wall Street Journal magazine, and he's talking a lot of different things. But one of them was that he didn't feel like he fit in Golden State.
Yes.
And it's odd to say that because he led them two championships, finals MVPs. He felt like he fit.
He didn't.
But what was he alluding to?
No,
what was he saying?
It's very simple. He was the best player on the team. They won two championships, and he was MVP of the finals both times. In the NBA finals without Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors are 1-2.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
They're 1-2. Okay. Now, and not only that, now he's the best player. He's arguably the best player in the world, right? Mm-hmm. How many times have you seen a guy who's the best player in the world on a team winning championships, and it's not his team. That's Steph Curry's team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period, end of story. And that's nothing against Steph either, but you have to have a level of ego and pride. You saw that between Kobe and Shaq. There was this because they both wanted it to be their team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what made Kevin great is he deferred that. And his personality was such that he didn't have to beat his chest to say, whoa, it's me. This, you know, talk about me and make it about him. But the reality is, he's like, man, I'm in the prime of my career. I'm the best player, arguably, in the world, and I don't even have my own team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he decided to leave.
Listen, what happened when LeBron
went? It wasn't his team.
No, it was not his team. When LeBron went to Miami, Dwayne Wade had to come to him after they, like, he said, look, you're the best player.
Yeah.
This is your team. And that's when they went to another level.
They started
because he
before,
struggled with, like, trying to defer. Well, this is kind of Dwayne's team. Like, that happened.
Yep.
And so that is a big part. Like, all the truly great players, when have they ever not,
Well, then what happens now in Houston with Westbrook?
Oh, that's James Harden team. And you know what happened for Westbrook?
But how is Westbrook going to handle that? I mean,
Westbrook was humbled. You're the MVP of the league. It's your team. You don't even really have a second fiddle. And they say, hey, oh, by the way, we're shipping you to Houston. We're going to start over. So that humbles a truly great athlete.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way. It what it's telling him is, you know what? He finally now knows, I got to change.
Do you think he knows?
He just made a comment the other day, and I know Russell Westbrook, and I'm a huge Russell Westbrook fan. He made a comment the other day. He said, you know what? I got to improve my jump shot. So for him to say that is telling you, he just told you, you know what? I got to change. I got to do things differently and better. And as great a player as he is, James Harden's going to go down one of the greatest NBA players of all time.
Players or scorers?
Players.
Disagree.
Players.
Disagree.
Look at his record.
I understand.
He's already
numbers.
Been all. Well, look, first of all, this stuff's all. This is all about opinion. But if you're looking at the ability to play the game, and we now have gotten to this era where we want to judge everybody based on championships.
No, we don't do that on Tiki and Tierney.
Well,
I hate that.
Because
I can't stand that. Because
listen, let me tell you, and for my money, during his time, Charles Barkley was the second best basketball player. And I'm talking about when you look at the Dream and David, all those guys, Charles Barkley to me was the number two guy behind Michael.
It's interesting.
But he's not going to be in the same. The reason those guys get anointed at a higher level is because they got those chips. And the reality is, even on that Phoenix team, he didn't play with another Hall of Famer.
Kevin Johnson was
pretty
good.
Was not a Hall of Famer.
Kevin Johnson was good. Dan Baldwin
Everybody that plays for a championship got my Nick teams. I always tell people this all the time.
My teams, too. Don't tell me
your
short,
Nick
man.
Teams. Our second best player was in the CBA.
Yeah, John Starks and Mason.
Come on.
Nobody's
talking about them guys being in the Hall of
Fame.
Those are our second best players. So,
and in the NBA, you've got to be playing with Hall of Famers to win championships.
Yeah, listen. We talk about this whole talk about super teams. What team wasn't a super team winning a championship in the 80s?
Yeah.
The Celtics had five Hall of Famers.
It wasn't player selected, though.
But the Bad Boys weren't a super team.
Well,
Laimbeer was a role player. Dumars was a great defender.
Let me ask you a question. Three of them in the Hall of Fame. Dumars, Rodman, Isaiah.
Yeah.
That's three.
And Chuck Daly, too.
But forget the call. So if any team got three guys in the Hall of Fame
and you only play five. Greg,
that's a Hall of Fame.
But Joe Dumars isn't even one of the top 50 players in
the
NBA.
But he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
But there's levels to that, and you know that.
No, I agree with you. But top 50, dude, you know how many guys have played in the
NBA? I don't
think
he's top 100.
He may not, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So he saw when they introduce Joe Dumars, they say Hall of Famer.
I got Joe Dumars.
I got respect for Joe.
I'm not trying to turn this into.
And you're right.
But I want to get back to the Harden stuff because I can't let you off the hook with this stuff. You can't tell me this, Greg, that he is one of. He's going to go down as one of the best players of all time.
Wait.
When he doesn't shoot in the fourth quarter of playoff games,
he is scared to shoot, and when he does shoot, he misses. I disagree with you on this. Here's the conversation again. So think about what you just said. We're going to punish James Harden, who is an all-time player, because we're going to punish James Harden because he has no Chris Paul. So who's the second best player on that team when Chris Paul went down?
Capella.
Maybe Gordon, depending upon the night.
Okay, so Gordon.
Gordon ain't going to have it. Depends on what you're looking for.
Gordon will never play in an all-star
game. I agree
so
with
wait,
you.
But we're going to punish James Harden because he can't be Kevin Durant.
No, just shoot the ball.
Steph Curry.
I don't care if you go
Clay
1 for 27.
Draymond Green. DeMarcus Cousins.
You gotta shoot. You gotta let it go.
Well, dude, when you ask to do what he's asked to do to give you a chance, it's hard to always expect. Look, we've seen guys not get it done all the time. But again, he ain't playing with the kind of talent those guys are playing
with.
I
love
why,
you.
Why are we
going
to punish him?
Do you think it changes now
with Russell Westbrook?
Listen. This is going to be the first time in my lifetime that we go into an NBA season, and I have no clue who the best team's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not the Knicks. That much we do know.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But we don't care about the Knicks right now.
I
think Houston, again, the other thing about this deal is great for Houston. They were not a very athletic team last year.
You're right.
He gives them another dynamic that they didn't have. Another guy that can actually go out and just put pressure on a defense in a different way with his athleticism. So I, and because now the team that was the team, no matter who wins it this year, they won't be as good as Golden State at their best. Golden State, to me, that group is the best team's been ever been put together.
They played a style that the rest of the league hadn't caught up to yet.
And to be honest,
you can't. Like, that team, we had never seen a collective basketball IQ and talent to match what Golden State had.
And to be honest with you,
I agree.
It's never existed. We said this at the time.
Maybe the 70 Knicks. Earl the Pearl, Clyde Frazier.
But they didn't have as much skill. They had the IQ.
That's what I meant.
But they didn't have the skill.
I don't disagree with that.
Not at all.
And we said this at the time, even with Kevin Durant permanently done with the Achilles, if Klay Thompson doesn't go out, they might come back and win that
series. They wouldn't win in that series. I told people going in, I said, look, if Kevin Durant don't play... And the reason why,
Klay
this ain't
Thompson,
a knock on Golden State.
Klay Thompson was unbelievable.
People didn't understand how good. Yeah. No, he was, but people don't understand how good that Toronto team was. That Toronto team featured five All-NBA defenders.
That's a good point.
They had their fourth best player was the defensive player of the year and a perennial All-Star, Marc Gasol. That was their fourth best player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, think about that.
They made some nice in-season moves.
Oh, dude, that team was really – that was a great basketball team. That team, if he stayed, they would have been the odds-on favorite to win it again. Hmm. That team – remember, they won 58, and he didn't play in 22 of them.
Yeah.
That's true. No, we've talked about it.
You know, that
yes or no, Durant played all this year in the regular season, final few games.
No.
Should he?
Too much. No.
Yeah, all right, good.
Get healthy.
Yeah, smart.
And spend that $50 million and get ready for next year.
And Altitude International. He'll do it in Altitude International. The website, if you want to check it out, altitude-international.com, Altitude International. This is awesome.
Really,
I'm
glad
you came on.
Appreciate the time.
And gave us a detailed description of this.
No, that's very innovative, man. And we would have to get you back on.
Man, when season gets ready, what we do, at least four or five a year.
And we do.
See you guys.
We do.
So we'll
when
be
we
on.
Visit.
We do.
Yo,
we
you can't be one of the best if you don't let it go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
I'm going to control when you come on. It's going to be after Harden drops like 60.
Perfect. Dickie, just hit me up. We'll do it, brother.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Appreciate you for sure. And congrats again on your son, no doubt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.